Three from Leith, number 91.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
If you're all sitting comfortably, then I'll begin.
Three from Leith, number 91. My name is Grant Mason, if you've not listened before, and this is Three from Leith, bringing you three of the best independent Podsafe artists out there in the world today. I'm talking in a bit of a whisper tonight because Yasna is fast asleep just through the wall by my left ear. I don't want to wake her up. She's staying with me extra nights again this week because her mum's in the hospital again. So it's kind of a change the way I was going to record the show this week. It's going to have to be quick and fairly quiet. But then, you know me, when I say quick, I end up waffling, and sometimes it can go on as long as a normal show. Anyway, show opened this week with the brand new single, Bran, No, well, that's a cereal to get you going in the morning with the brand new single by Bristol's very own Santa Dog, favourites of Three from Leith, and indeed good friends of Three from Leith. And that single came out on the 14th, and that's from their up-and-coming Kitty Hawk album, which is out on the 6th of June. More information on both of these can be found at Santa Dog's MySpace and also on Santa Dog's website. Their MySpace is at myspace.com/SantaDogUK, all one word, and their own website is santa-dog.co.uk. The track itself, which I don't think I actually said, was called Big Bang, and I've been looking forward to that one for so long. I think I've heard one other track from the up-and-coming album, and it's fantastic. And I'll be getting my order in for that one, although I think I'm being promised a preview copy. So I'm looking forward immensely to receiving that, and huge thank you to Rowena and the rest of the band for sending that to me when it arrives. And I'm sure I'll be playing far, far more tracks from that album as soon as I get it. Santa Dog are about to embark on a bit of a tour starting in June. And on the MySpace page, I've got dates going from the 2nd of June all the way up to the 29th of September. They are playing Bristol, they're playing Innsbruck in Austria. I know Klaus is excited about that one. They're playing Swindon, London, Oxford, Derby, Bristol, Glasgow, Slimbridge, and then back in Bristol again. I've dropped my note and said, how about Edinburgh? And they're doing their best to try and fit an Edinburgh show in if they can manage it when they're up in Glasgow. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed for that because I'm unbelievably excited and I want to see them again. You can tell I'm a fan, can't you? Anyway, if they're coming anywhere near you, I would highly, highly recommend that you go and see them. And if you do, why not feedback and let me know how you got on? Right, time for me to move on, and this next track is an epic. You will hear what I mean in a minute when I play it. Epic, massive, full of grandeur, full of choir and full of orchestra. This is Globus, and this is Orchard of Minds.
Don't hate this ground with the colour of the past. Are the sounds in bloom with you? You seem like an orchard of minds. Just take one step at a time.
Clowning.
take a deep breath and just absorb that one. Massive. You see what I mean about that one? There is, in that, I was just double checking my emails again, a 104-piece orchestra and a 70-piece choir. And you can hear it. It's huge. It's one of these tracks you can see in the big showpiece scene in some massive Hollywood movie, isn't it? This is a great track. Absolutely fantastic. A bit more about it. Globus are Vanton, who I played on Three from Leith, blah, one away back in time. The song I played back then was called Wide Earth, and that was another sort of movie soundtrack song. They're a band from Britain, and it says that Globus is Vanton crossed with a 104-piece orchestra and a 70-piece choir, plus Mark Richardson from Feeder and Skunk Anansie, and that gives you Globus. That single is only released to podcasters at the moment, no radio stations, and not even the band's own MySpace page have that yet. They wanted the podcast community to have it first and foremost, which I think is absolutely amazing of them. A really, really wise move, if I say so myself, and that's coming from a podcaster right enough, but it's like a really big thank you to podcasters for the kind of attention they've given Vanton in the past. The release date for that proper is on the 9th of July in the UK, and it'll be in all the major record stores when it comes out, as well as the usual digital places you'll find it, such as iTunes, Amazon, Audio Lunchbox, which I can't say I've heard of before, Destro, neither, Music Match, yes, and Snowcap, and all the other ones, I think. It's going to be everywhere, so keep your eyes peeled from the 9th of July for that one, because if that one gets released to the mainstream and they get a hold of that one, I can see that personally being huge. In fact, if I was a betting man, I'd probably put money on it. But then again, I would put money on Santa Dog, I would put money on Globus, and I would indeed put money on the last two bands, and the last band coming up on Three from Leith this week, because I think they're all amazing. Otherwise, I wouldn't have chosen them anyway, because as you all know, I choose bands that I've heard, that I liked, that I've approached and said, can I play you? As we approached Santa Dog way back in the very, very beginning of Three from Leith. And the Globus track was because I had played Vanton in the past. I was approached and asked if I'd like to play that one too. So a huge thank you goes to Martin Percy at Bonnier Media Management for sending me that track and for sending it to podcasters. I'm sure if you subscribe to lots of other music podcasts, you will hear that one all over the place in the next couple of weeks. They have said that the reviews and reactions from people who've discovered Globus so far have been amazing. And they said they would really love to hear the reaction of listeners once I've played Orchestra of Minds. So if you like that one, if you think anything about it at all, whether you think it's fantastic, whether you think it's overblown and grandiose, I don't know what you'll think of it, but do feedback to the band, feedback to the management. There'll be links on the Three from Leith show notes at threefromleith.com, and you can follow that and go through to their website and leave a comment. Or if you really liked it, as I say, week in, week out, if you liked it and you can afford it, why not buy the music? If it's not available, I'm sure there'll be places to pre-order it. Just like Santa Dog, pre-order now or buy now. Anyway, you all know, and well, I'm sure you all know by now, that I always urge everyone to support the independent artists that make Three from Leith what it is. Because as I said before, without them, what would you be listening to? Radio 1? All the dross on there? I mean, if you just think about the music that we've been playing the last year or three from Leith, last year and a half, and you think of the quality and the consistent quality and the vast number of independent artists out there who have no other outlet apart from their own fan base, getting out there, promoting it, doing gigs, submitting it to local radio stations who might play it, who might not, submit it to national ones who probably ignore them, submitting it to podcasters who lap the stuff up if it's good. You know, just think of that and think of how privileged we are to get that music and to be able to hear it week in, week out. Anyway, this is turning into a lecture and it's getting late. I've just cut out a massively long waffle and rant about what I've been up to in the last week, what's happened, what's been taking up all my time, and also about what's happening tomorrow when British Gas visit, about a new boiler, but I don't want to bore you because it went on and on and on and on and on, and I thought, I can't put that in. People will be leaving in droves, they'll be unsubscribing by the barrel load, so I've cut out. And now it's time to move on to the last band of the show. This band are from South Africa, and I think they're only the second South African artist that have played on Three From Leith, the first being Karma, who's featured a number of times, and the band are called Movie 55. I found them on a website called ilike.com, which recommends bands and artists based on other ones that you like. It runs through or in conjunction with GarageBand, the music site, and I really liked what I heard, so I thought this is definitely going in Three From Leith. So I approached the band and asked if we'd play some tracks, and they said, yeah, that will be fine. So this week you are being played out by Garrett, Anton, Roger and Raoul, who make up Movie 55. And the tracks in order are Anyone In There, and that is followed by Paint A Picture. Both are taken, I believe, from their CD, which is called Save Myself, and that is out now to buy. Their website is under reconstruction at the moment, so you have to go to their MySpace page, which is myspace.com/movie55, that's a number 55 and it's all one word. And there's a link there, selling the album for 99.99 rand. I think you'll have to drop them an email via their MySpace contact link, because I don't think that link actually works. It doesn't take you anywhere as far as I can see, or it's just not working in my machine anyway. And ask them if there's any other way or any other sites that are selling that, or maybe do they have a link to iTunes or something like that, if you like what you hear and you want to buy it. Anyway, this is me signing off for another week for this shortened episode 91, which nearly turned into a very long and rambling 91. I hope you all have a good week, and thanks for staying subscribed, thanks for listening, and I'll see you again next week. Cheerio!
I look inside your broken heart. I can see a single tear. I'm in love with a girl. I think it is that skater girl. I look inside your broken smile. Show me your thoughts and I'll show you mine. Talk to me, I'll sing you a song. The song of hope and happiness. Painted a picture of the world. We colored our childhood in red and green.
showed our pictures and revealed what's inside an innocent mind. But it ain't working anymore. It ain't working anymore. I paint a picture worth a thousand words. I try to wake the boy inside of me. I paint a picture worth a thousand words. Bring back the memories when I was young. When I was a boy, the world was my toy. I'm under the spell of thinking. I trouble myself with negative things. Now I'm all grown up. I work like a slave and eat like a king. But it ain't working anymore. It ain't working anymore. I paint a picture worth a thousand words. I try to wake the boy inside of me. I paint a picture worth a thousand words. Bring back the memories that I was young.
By Libsyn.